chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Listen, there is nobody in the world more disappointed I'm not Jimmy Clark than me. I mean, every night I think, if I could just be Jimmy Clark, wouldn't that be fantastic? I'm not, but what are you going to do? I'm just Nathan. 96.5 KECO in Elk City, 100.1 KWFX in Woodward. And this is the behemoth, the Goliath, that has become the premier agricultural broadcast program probably in this hemisphere. Maybe the globe. I don't know. I haven't checked the other hemisphere, but it's certainly in this hemisphere. And it's all because of Jimmy Clark and because of you great listeners and because of all the great guests that Jimmy has had on this show through the years. For instance, the wonderful Greg Hartman from Beckham County OSHA Extension Office. He's the grand poobah over there. He's going to be joining us in just a minute to talk to us about. We've got a big list of things to talk about. But before we jump into this, first of all, once again, I apologize for not being Jimmy. But Jimmy, the real Jimmy Clark, will be back very soon. In the meantime, the weather today, weird. Okay, when I woke up this morning, I get up super early. And when I woke up, one of the first things I do is check the temperature. I just want to know what the weather is. Should I open the window? Should I leave it closed? I know what the temperature is roughly in the house. Is it cooler outside? Do I want the air coming in? Well, it was about 65. And I thought, okay, well, 65. And then I did open the window because it was like 75 in my house. So I opened the window and, you know, you look outside and you're bleary-eyed and it's dark. And it was heavy. It was muggy. And, it wasn't foggy exactly, but it seemed like there may have been some clouds around at 4:30 this morning. And then by the time I get on the air at 7 o'clock, it's, you know, close to the same. And then about somewhere around 7:15 or 7:30, I look up and the temperature has dropped, no kidding, 8 to 10 degrees. Within 30 minutes, the temperature had dropped 8 to 10 degrees. And brother, it has hovered there just about the rest of the day. I mean, by 7:30, we were down in the mid-50s, and right now it's about 55 degrees. Where I am. How about that? What's the temperature where you are? You could text me at 225-9697, 580-225-9697. That is the Today in Ag, I'm Not Jimmy Clark text line. By the way, if you have any questions for Mr. Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director, you can text him in 225-9697, whether it's about something we're going to be discussing or whether it's your own question related to agriculture. Text it in. I mean, the worst we can do is read it and ignore it, right? What's the worst that's going to happen? Nothing. Nothing's going to happen, but you might get the information you're needing. I want to say hello to everybody in Woodward, Oklahoma, and Moreland, Oklahoma, and South Liberal, Kansas. If you're listening up there, anybody can hear us and slap out Canadian. That area, Perryton, good night, good morning, Pampa, Texas, all the way down to Wellington and Vernon. How about your Hardeman County in North Texas? Odell, I got some temperatures. Let me see if I can find those. Okay, there's those. I was talking to Jimmy yesterday, and he said, hey, don't forget the Texans. I said, of course not. I love Texas. So let me zoom in and get here. It looks like right about now, Miami, Texas, 53 degrees. Canadian, about 53. Lipscomb, 51. McLean, 55. Dozier, 58. And Wellington, 59. Let's go into North Texas. Goodlett, 62. Odell, Oklahoma. It's not really a town. It's more like a school. And, what, 5-10 miles away is Chillicothe. Good morning, Chillicothe. 62, 63 degrees at Chillicothe, Texas. We'll have your weather coming up. But segment number three, of course, you guys know this. That's the Hobart Farm and Garden weather. We're also going to be talking about Oklahoma Farm Bureau this morning. We got a lot to discuss. It's a big day, about 55 degrees where I am. Your weather breakdown coming up later on. 96.5 KECO. 100.1 KWFX, whether you're watching us on Facebook, whether you're listening on the regular radio, maybe you're listening online, Paragon Communications app or KECOFM.com, or maybe after the fact, maybe after we upload this as a podcast at KECOFM.com, maybe you'll be listening then. Thanks, whenever or wherever. Latest Penny News is out. Have you gotten a copy yet? You need to get this quickly because it comes out Wednesday night or Thursday morning. And there's a pretty good chance of Thursday or Friday finding a copy. Saturday, you know, you're starting to press your luck. Sunday, okay. By Monday, if you wait till Monday to get a copy, I've made this mistake before, Monday or Tuesday. Try to get the previous week's copy at a convenience store, and they were gone. So your best bet is you really usually to get it Thursday. Wednesday night or Thursday when it comes out. Friday, yeah, definitely by Saturday. Definitely by the end of the day Saturday. Get you a copy of the Penny News as it has come out. Morton Standard Line special offer details. I'm not going to give it to you. You got to read it yourself. Lower right-hand corner, page one of the Penny News. Hey, speaking of up north in Woodward, Oklahoma, Doctors Maury and Terry White, sedation dentistry. Take a pill, take a nap, wake up with better teeth. That's a great way to go. They're on page one of the Penny News. Great partner of us and with us for many, many years. Pick up a copy of the Penny News at a finer retailer, coffee store or coffee shop, hardware store, lumber yard, feed store, cafe, gas station, fill in the blank near you. 100.1 KWFX, 96.5 KECO. It is Today in Ag, segment three. We'll have the Hobart Farm and Garden Forecast. In the meantime, back by popular demand, his name is Greg Hartman. You should have seen the sadness on his face when he walked in and realized I wasn't Jimmy. Oh, we're just kidding. Jimmy told you he wasn't going to be here. Grab that microphone, Greg. Get right up in that. First of all, good morning or good afternoon, and thank you for being here.
Thank you for letting me come over here. Jimmy had called me earlier in the week, and as he normally does, he said, hey, can you come on the show on Thursday? I said, well, sure. I said, what do you want me to talk about? He said, everything. I said, what do you mean? He goes, you're the show.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. I said, I don't know how to run that board. He goes, oh, he goes, Nathan will be there. He'll take you through this. You just have to visit about different things.
That's right.
So we've got a lot of things to talk about here, and I don't know that we'll get through them all, but one thing I want to start off with talking about is some of the testing that we do over in our office that are so important. We test their soil for the nutrient levels that we have in there. We'll test your water for any minerals that might be in your water. And then we test a lot of forages for people. Soil sampling. A lot of our farmers, cotton peanut farmers, have already got their soil test done for the year. And so they kind of know as far as what type of fertilizer and the amount of fertilizer they're going to put on. But a lot of our homeowners that have yards or bedding plants, maybe they haven't done a soil test. And if you haven't done a soil test in, oh, I say the last 2 years, you probably ought to do that. Simply for the fact, fertilizer's money, and this test will help you save money because there's no need to be throwing money away if you don't need some of those nutrients like nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. And each one of those has a different way of helping your plants, helping your trees, helping your lawn, and so it's important to do that. Normally, nitrogen, you think of nitrogen, grows above the ground. All the green things, forage, grass, blades of grass, fruit, that's where that comes in. The potassium and the phosphorus are all for underneath the roots. Like if I get lots of calls about how can I get my lawn to spread out and cover quicker. I ask them if they've had a soil test. No, I don't. How much nitrogen do I need to put on? Well, that's really not where we need to be looking at. We need to be looking at phosphorus and potassium because they help with root growth, runner growth, make it spread so it'll spread a little faster if you have adequate phosphorus and potassium.
All right, who do people contact if they want these tests done?
You come to our office or call our office. You can bring the soil to us. We need about at least 2 cups of soil from around your yard. You can get at least, I'd go at least 6 inches deep. That way you get a good core of the soil. And probably in an average lawn here in Elk City or in Western Oklahoma, if you could get 10 samples from around there, mix them in like a plastic bucket, mix that all up, and bring us 2 to 3 cups of soil, we'll put that in our soil bags and we can send that off. And that costs us $10 for an N, P, and K, and it'll tell you the pH. pH is important because a lot of times your soil is too acidic, which that's below 6.3, or it's too alkaline, which that would be above 7.5. And so there's some things we can add to the soil to get it more in that neutral or more area that it likes to grow. You know, I like sunny and 75. It's not always that way, so I have to use either a coat or short-sleeve shirts to make sure I try to stay in that sunny and 75. So same thing with our grasses. They want to be in a really comfortable state, and that's going to be in that 6 to 7.5 pH level. And so you really can't look at the soil and know what pH you got until you have it tested.
Where do you send these off to? Who's doing these tests?
Okay, they go to our soil and water lab there in Stillwater. We send them by UPS. They get them there. Roughly takes about a week to get the results back. They send it on the computer. We print it off, and then we'll call the applicant that brought theirs in. We can either email it to them. They can come to our office, and we can talk to them about it. There's recommendations on there about what they need and the amounts that they need and, like, square footage, or, like, when you're talking farmers, we give a recommendation as far as acres that they need. So all those are important.
You, Greg Hartman's director of the Beckham County OSU Extension Office. Do all 77 of Oklahoma's counties have one of these offices?
Yes, they do. Back several years ago, OSU went to the legislature and asked for a little bit extra money for salaries and offices, and they said, we'll give you that, but you have to guarantee us that you're going to keep an office open in all 77 counties. So as of today, if you're talking about listening in Woodward, you can go to the Woodward County office there in Woodward. If you're in a place like Dewey County, you know, you can go there to Tologa, where they've got there. You can come to Beckham County in Sayre, Ouachita County, you go to Cordell, Kiowa County, you go to Hobart. So there's an office in every one of those counties.
All right, I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to see if you've ever been asked this question. OSU Extension Office. Extension of what?
Extension, okay. We are an extension of OSU. We bring the university out to the general public. So that's what extension means. We're just an extension of OSU University.
And what is your mandate? All 77 counties have one of these offices, and your purpose is to what?
To assimilate and get information out to the general public. There's a lot of research and development goes on each and every day on a plethora of different events, and so we try to bring those to the general public, either on the radio here, through social media, through newspapers, through articles, all those different venues. We try to get the information out, and then we have a lot of people that will call us on a day-to-day basis and want to know what information is coming down the pike, what is some new research that's been given out. So that's what our sole purpose is to inform the people. If you remember back, like in the 40s and 50s and 60s, you know, that was important because a lot of people didn't have the internet. They couldn't look up information. Dr. Google wasn't available to them. And so they relied on the extension to make sure that they knew what was going on, and new and upcoming results would be good. So that's kind of what our role is in extension. And the good thing about it is you get to talk to a lot of different people all the time. And what I love about my job is I feel like I help somebody each and every day. When they leave our office, they've gotten the information that they needed, or I'm going to call somebody, some expert somewhere on campus, and they can help me with that to try to assimilate some information to someone who needs solving a problem.
96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX, Today in Ag with, usually it's with Jimmy Clark, Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Greg Hartman's our guest this hour, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director. We're going to keep going with Greg Hartman. We've got a lot of information that we want to go over. I want to tell you about it being 54 degrees in Cheyenne, 56 at Butler, 59 at Bessie. Now, the Mezonet says it's 58 at Elk City, but the Mezonet location is a little bit south of Elk City. My location says it's 54. So let's split the difference, say it's 56. We'll say it's 56 degrees. We're reading at about 59 in Eric. Later on, we'll take a look at your forecast. Segment 3, Hobart Farm and Garden, helping us bring you that. Oh, here's that other thing I was wanting to talk about. Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farmer organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, their work and efforts span all of agriculture as they work to ensure the state's farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, and abundant food in the world. 18 minutes after the hour. It's Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre, 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is proud to announce they're now offering the High Energy Liquid Livestock Feed Mix 30. This liquid protein fat supplement is for cattle on grass or hay forage and is now available at SEI Agritech for pickup. or delivery. They also have half semi or semi loads available. For more information, give Ken a call at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317, or stop by the SEI Agritech location at 1400 South Randall in Elk City.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, April the 15th. 1,668 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 362 brought 355. 17 at 406 brought 361. 5 at 617 brought 275. 8 at 645 brought 250.50. 16 at 732 brought 237. 2 at 765 brought 210. 17 at 866 brought 211. 4 at 553 brought 244. 8 at 594 brought 252. 7 at 681 brought 231. 31 at 722 brought 229. 10 at 822 brought 215. 5 at 961 brought 195. Butcher cows were 50 to 145. Butcher bulls brought 140 to 180. Bred cows were 17 to 2400. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sell every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
You know, I think the best advice that I could give a young couple is to go sit down and talk to an insurance agent. I see a lot of young couples, they're just getting online. I mean, they're just clicking the button and clicking what's cheap. And, well, if I click this, it makes it a little cheaper. But if I click that, it makes it go up. Well, there's a reason why it goes up. You need to know what you're paying for. And if you're paying for it, you need to make sure you've got the right coverage. You know, another piece of advice I would give is when you go in and talk to that agent, you need to discuss getting some life insurance. It doesn't have to be me. Any agent can help with that. But a young couple, you need to go in and sit down and talk to someone and understand what you're doing. You know, a term policy on a younger couple, it's a whole lot less expensive than what people think. And the younger you buy it, the cheaper it is. It's worth finding out how minimal that expense is, because it's life-changing if it's needed. That would be my best advice.
Hey, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Are you looking to give your livestock the best nutrition possible? Well, head on over to the Sarah Farmers Co-op. Sarah Co-op is an authorized quality liquid feeds dealer. They handle a variety of QLF Ignite protein and mineral tubs, along with their Pasture Select 20-5 and 35-5 liquid feed. Short on time, the Sarah Co-op will supply, deliver, and fill your liquid feed tank for you so that you don't have to. Don't put it off. Head on over to the Sarah Co-op at 109 South 6th Street in Sarah, or give them a call at 928-2664.
May the 7th, XIT Auctions will be selling 160 acres of good Washita County grassland, including wind turbine production of $11,000 per year. 4 miles east of Rocky, Oklahoma, to Road 2240, then a quarter mile north. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 393-4440, or check all the details out at xitauctions.com. May the 7th, 1 p.m., auction conducted at Sentinel Activity Center. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Twenty-two minutes after high noon, 96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX. Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. I'm Nathan Brewer, pinch hitting. Our special guest today is Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director. Earlier, Greg, you were talking about soil testing and naming off all these nutrients and chemicals and things and pH balancing. And for a second, I thought, wait, he's talking about testing his pool. Because it sounded like a lot of the same thing. So you're telling me a lot of these chemicals are occurring in the ground as they do in our pools, or we need in pools, and the whole thing of pH balancing being so important. I mean, that's all they talk about with pools. So are we talking about similar circumstances and things
similar
here?
Similar circumstances. pH is so important in your plants, whatever it be, whether it's grass, whether it's cotton, whether it's peanuts. It just makes a big difference as far as your pH. And so that's one reason I want to bring that up today is making sure that your soil nutrition levels are at where they need to be to save you some money. There's no need to put more chemicals or more fertilizers on a place or on your lawn than you need. And so it's important that short $10 test can save you a lot of heartache and a lot of money along the way. Prime example, about 4 or 5 years ago, there was a lady who called me up and said, listen, I have got a terrible problem with my bedding plants. They're all dying. I don't know what's wrong with them. I haven't sprayed anything in there. I put a plant in there. It lasts for 2 or 3 days. It'll just die. I said, have you had a soil test? No, I have not. So we did her soil test, and her nitrogen level was like over 1,000. And normally you like to see that in a maybe 35 to maybe 100 parts per million. She was way out of balance. I said, well, there's the problem right there. I said, we've got too much nitrogen in the soil there. It's salting out. It's killing your plants. I said, do you do some mulching? Oh, every year. I mulch every year. I said, what kind of mulch do you use? She goes, I just go out to my husband's barn. We do a lot of alfalfa hay, and I just get the droppings off of those, and I put all that alfalfa as my mulch there. Well, she was bringing all the nitrogen from the alfalfa in and tilling it in, and that was what her fertility, boy, was. So she was putting way more nitrogen in her soil than what she needed, and consequently, nothing would grow there because the nitrogen level was too high. Now, she would have not known that unless we got a soil sample and we could make some recommendations for that. So that's just one example of hundreds that we've helped people with knowing what the soil sample is.
Boy, with all 77 counties offering these services and it all going back to OSU, the labs they have there must stay busy around the clock.
There's sometimes if they happen to have a mishap with a piece of equipment or change in students or holidays, they can get way behind. back in the fall, there midsummer, late fall, on our forage samples, because a lot of people are testing hay, we were running 35 to 40 days because they'd had a glitch in some of their equipment. So, but that's not now. We don't have that now. It's pretty up to about a week to 10 days. We'll get your results back if you get them in. But that's just for soil. Water is another one. Water is a precious commodity we have out here and certainly a limiting factor for Western Oklahoma. If you've not had a water sample done on your well, or if you get your water in the last couple years, I urge you to do that because our water levels are changing, and when they change, the water level goes down, and some of those chemicals or some of those nutrients in the water can come up. And so until we have a major water event to fill some of those aquifers back up, we're still going to have lots of problems. Problems with nitrates in there. That can be really detrimental to your health if you're drinking those. Sulfur content. Back in the fall of 22, we had some cattle die because the sulfur levels in those aquifers that they were pulling their water out of for their cattle were way too high and had a lot of them die. So we're seeing lots of tests. We probably tested 150 or 200 water samples over the last probably 16 months, and sulfur levels keep going up all the time. And so they're not going to go back down until we get more water in our aquifers to level that out where the water level comes up and those levels of sulfates or nitrates or calcium, sodium, salt levels are going to go back down where we have more water available there.
All right, if people want to have their water tested, what do they do?
Okay. You can bring in a water bottle like you drink out of. You could bring it in a glass jar. You bring in some kind of container. Bring us enough that we can probably get about 10 ounces of water. We'll put it in one of our water bottles that we have there at the lab. We'll send that off. You can get a household one that's just for your household if you're drinking. You can get a livestock one if you're just having it for your livestock. Or with a lot of our bigger agriculture producers in here, we'll get an irrigation test, and that tells you lots more things because some of those nutrients that are coming through the water are beneficial for like our cotton or peanuts, and so they don't have to add those nutrients in fertilizer because they're coming through the water. That's an $18 test and very simple, and the requirements will come back on that just as the soil samples did too, that we can see where your water's at and hopefully help you alleviate any problems that you might see with that. The big thing about nitrates that's so concerning is it plays on your immune system. If your nitrate levels in your drinking water is above 10, I would urge you not to drink that water. You can bathe in it. You can brush your teeth. You can wash your dishes. But just consume that in large amounts, it could certainly have a way to mess with your immune system, and maybe you wouldn't be able to fight off the common cold or things like that if you were drinking a high nitrate water. Now, cattle can handle probably 10 times that amount. They can go back 100 before you start seeing that. But we've seen south of Sarah in the breaks back during the really drought in 12 and 11 and 12, we saw some animals die from nitrate toxicity down there and salts in the water.
That's a lot of salt.
Yes. It can happen very quickly. So if those wells get salted in there and they don't have enough water to try to alleviate some of those salts, then they pump those out there, and that's the only water source an animal has. They can either starve to death or drink those salty waters and certainly mess up their biological system in their body.
All right, people who have a well may already know the answer to this, but I don't, so I'll ask it. Let's say somebody has their water tested, comes back, and they find out, okay, you're deficient in this or you've got too much of this. How does the property owner then, how do they treat that water?
Well, like I said earlier, the probably the best way to do that is we get a watering event. We've been in a drought for a long period of time now, and so this just didn't happen overnight, and it's not going to be fixed overnight, too. So some people that we've got that have had these tests done, and we see that their levels are really high, they've just gone to bottled water that they're going to drink themselves. Or there are some ways, reverse osmosis, water softeners that have filters on them, they can take some of those out. Depend on the level of your saltiness or the levels of your nutrients that are in your water there, you might have to change those filters out more often than maybe somebody that theirs are much lower. So there's a few ways to get around that, but nothing would be better than to have a rain event where we have lots of water where we can percolate down and get in some of those aquifers and fill them back up again.
So for a property owner whose well water's out of whack, really it's wait until nature takes its course.
It is, basically. You still need to be careful about not causing any other particular damage to your well itself, but there's not a lot of things we can do other than just Mother Nature helping us with those.
What do you mean by forage testing?
Okay, as we move into the summer months, the big popular thing out here is to plant summer forages for your cattle to either graze or to put into hay to feed this winter. There's a lot of Johnson grass that'll be coming on and be growing. A lot of people use that for a forage or hay. There'll be a lot of people, a lot of farmers that are planting forage grasses like hybrid Sudan, millets, midriff millets, because those are very fast growing forages for summer. They like heat, they like water, and so it's important to get those tested before you cut them to make sure that your nitrate levels are low, because those nitrate levels, if they're high, they could cause damage to your cattle or even death, mortality to your cattle if they're very, very high. And so it's always important to learn or know about those before you cut the hay down. Because if you do that before you cut the hay down, you still have an advance of letting that hay grow longer to maybe we'll have a rain event, and that rain will help that nitrates go back down in the soil and away from the plant, and then you can cut that and still be fairly sure that you're okay. But because these plants are so aggressive and so high-tech, they grow it very efficiently. They're very efficient about pulling up nutrients. They're very efficient about pulling up water. And if there is ample nitrates or nitrogen in the soil, they can pull those up maybe from a failed crop the year before. Or if you thought, well, I really want to have a great crop, I'm going to go out there and really fertilize heavily. Sometimes in summer forages that you're going to cut for hay, that can be detrimental to you with our test. So be cautious about that. That's a really inexpensive test for $8. You can send that forage in, and we'll know within 7 or 8 days what your nitrate level is.
Sounds like all these tests you're talking about are pretty inexpensive.
They are. They're very inexpensive, and when you talk about, especially the cattle business now, $8 test, and it saves you several hundreds of thousand dollars in death of livestock, to me, it's a no-brainer.
Wise investment. That's Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director. I'm Nathan Brewer filling in for Jimmy Clark. It's Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Sayre at Elk City, 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. On the other side, we're going to keep going with Greg Hartman. We're going to find out about sandbar control, gardens, and more. We're going to take a look at your forecast. We've got your Hobart Farm and Garden weather breakdown coming up. Yeah, it is changing. As you can already tell, much cooler It's odd, though, as this front's moving along. I'm looking at the text line at 580-225-9697. And as of 24 minutes ago, allegedly it was 65 still in Cooperton Valley. 65 there. Well, it's about 55 in Elk City. And let me grab some other temperatures to tell you about. It's about 54 at Arnett. It's about 51 at Camargo. About 52 at Woodward. 50 at Slapout. And I get over into the last couple of counties in the Oklahoma Panhandle. They're in the 40s right now. So it's colder up there. But if you get into, let's say, Hobart's about 63, Mangum's still about 63, so the front making its way south, a little warmer down there, a little cooler up north. We got to look at your weather breakdown coming up. Hobart Farm and Garden, Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director, giving us more info. It's Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Sayre and Elk City on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Ken Russ here at Hobart Stockyard. Folks, we are seeing cattle bring top prices right here home. We're competitive with Oklahoma City. We have proven on several occasions with the trust of local bigger cattle producers, top prices, less work, travel time, and greater returns on their cattle right here home. We have great working relationships with private independent buyers to guarantee you top prices for your cattle. We have the cleanest and best facilities to handle your cattle. Fresh water and quality hay out at all times. We do not receive chronically sick, injured, or trailer cattle. We only sell the best at Hobart Stockyard.
Hobart Stockyards at 580-726-3306.
From pump to pivot, Valley Water Experts can provide efficient turnkey pumping solutions for large or small operations. From identifying a source to remote management, Valley Water Experts have you covered with the most efficient and cost-effective solutions for all your water management challenges. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com. That's Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
And we're expanding and just getting everything else that we can to make us a one-stop shop. Oh, it's very convenient. You walk in, see what you want right there. If not, tell us what you want. If we don't have it, we'll find it and get it for you, and we're going to be very competitive on price. We'll probably beat anybody's price around here. We go down to Midland. We've had some crews up in North Dakota that we've had to take stuff up there to, down to Longview, Texas. Like all the big oil field companies that we have, they usually call and say, hey, we need this, or our salesman, they'll go by once, twice a month, and they'll see what they need. Hey, you need some of this, this, and this. You need 100 gallons more oil. We set big tanks, bulk tanks, you know, whatever size you want, 250 to 330 gallon tanks for oil for the mechanic shops to service all the equipment. Whatever you need, call an order in, and we get it out to you as quick as possible. Camrock is the name of the company. It's 2111 South Main, Elk City. South of Fred's Steakhouse. I'm Ronnie Redd. Myself, Brock Kalk, and Casey Miller are your owners at Camrock. Three local guys just looking to do business with our community.
Come out to the little town on the prairie, Canadian, Texas, and attend the 2024 Hip Hill County, Texas A&M AgriLife Beef Cattle Conference Tuesday and Wednesday, April 23rd and 4th. It's going to be a power-packed beef cattle conference with some of the best speakers talking about some of the most critical issues of the beef cattle business, our markets, our climate, our genomic, ranching for profit. Also, we're going to have a great time socializing.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate, and it's 105 degrees. Outside, and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton? It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Minutes away from 1 o'clock on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. There is a difference. Hey, we got to take a look at your forecast. Segment numero three, Hobart Farm and Garden Weather. Hobart Farm and Garden Weather, they are running and gunning down there. So very busy, but they're taking a little time to bring you the forecast. Here we go. Sunny skies today. High of, well, depending on where you live. Now, see, this is it's a little bit deceptive. It says high of 68. I think that happened at about sunrise this morning. That happened at about, in fact, I tell you what, I'm going to go off script here. And I'm going to look at future temperatures. Now, right now, according to my phone, right now it's about 60 degrees. My ambient weather machine says it's 55, so I guess it depends on where they're measuring it. Temperatures are supposed to warm up this afternoon a little bit. They're supposed to get into the mid-60s. Will it happen? I don't know. But we're going to say somewhere in the 60s today. We're going to have sunny skies. I know that. We're going to have a lot of wind. I know that. It's already windy. North winds, 25 to 35, could gust over 45. Hang on to your toupee. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 43. Tomorrow, partly sunny, high of 63. Now, looking a little bit further ahead, now I don't normally do more than today, tonight, and tomorrow, because frankly, nobody can remember it, and it gets less accurate anyway. But good news, tomorrow night, 70% chance of showers. Saturday, 90% chance. And that is really good news, because we can always use more moisture right here. Right now, temperatures in the mid to upper 50s in the central part of our listening area. In the northern part, up around Woodward, you're talking about low 50s. And if we're going south, though, into Kiowa County, Greer County, Jackson County, Harmon County, we're in the low 60s. So we got low 50s, mid 50s, and low 60s in our listening area. How about that for diversity and variety? Forecast this hour brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Our special guest, he's one of 77, but one of the longer serving, at least in this part of the state. Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director. Let's move on. What do you want to talk about next? You want to talk about sand burrs?
Sure. Since we talked about soil testing, I think that leads right into that. I get a lot of calls about sand burrs, the inevitable evil devil out this way.
No, is this what I called just stickers growing up? Is that what the really
burrs, yeah.
Sharp ones?
Mm-hmm. Now, there's a difference between sand burrs and like puncture vine.
Yeah.
You know, you think of those as like goat heads.
Mm-hmm.
Sand burrs are more of a grassier type of plant where you get into like goat heads or puncture vine. That is a plant that would be more kind of like our grass or like our weeds and things like that. They're a plant that doesn't react as well. So you have to treat those differently as far as if you're going to use chemical control. But the one thing that I want to bring to you that maybe you don't have to use chemical control is if you have proper nutrition in your soils. Most of the cases, not all of them, but most of the time that I get a case or a call about tremendous amount of grass burrs in their property that they want to get rid of, first thing is they don't have very good nutrition in the soil, because usually our grasses will respond to nutrition better than sand burrs will. So if you get your nutritional level correct, then the grasses will outgrow your sand burrs and push them out. They'll choke them out.
Hmm.
And by overgrazing or having a light stand or really thin stand of grass in a lawn or pasture, then that is another way for those grass burrs and sand burrs to come into and overtake an area. So if you get proper nutrition, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, as we've talked about earlier, you can alleviate a large percentage of your grass burr problem, which is proper soil nutrition. Now, as most plants and most devious things, they have changed and they have evolved over time. We've starting to find some grass burrs. You think of them as being a annual. They come up from the grass burr or the seed every year. But we're starting to find a lot of them that are turning into perennials. They even live through the winter. They're still green. We see some all over the place. And so you have to treat those a little bit differently as far as with chemical control. You know, you can use a pre-emerge on some of those that coming up from the seed to get them before they ever do that. And also the other problem is usually you don't think about sandbur control until you see the sandburrs. And so you really need to probably plan that in earlier in the year to start that program. And I promise you, they have done some research and that they have found that some of those grass burr seeds or the grass burr can live viable in our soils for 5 to 6 to 7 years. So this is not a one and done silver bullet deal. This has got to be something that is a thought out plan that you're going to put a plan together for a number of years and you're going to try to control your sandbur problem.
Talking to Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director Greg Hartman here on Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, 96.5 KECO, 100.1 KWFX, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust. We got a listener who has texted in a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Explain using my onions as an example how the NPK needs may change. N to begin growing the green, but later in the growing, the needs change to more P to grow the roots, which in this case, the onions. Good show, guys.
Yeah, that's very true. When you think about N, P, and K on onions, those tops are so important because they do a lot of photosynthesis. So if you don't have a lot of growth in there, you won't ever get enough photosynthesis to produce that. Now, also, that nitrogen is important because I know the onion portion is important, but that helps with those rings. You know, you've heard it say we're going to peel that onion a little bit at a time. All those rings, that has to do with the nitrogen level there. So the better your nitrogen level is, the bigger that onion will be because you get more peeling an onion. You get more of those layers of that onion. The P and K will help with the roots, how that roots down there. So I would say in onions, probably nitrogen is probably more important than P and K. I'm not saying it's the only important, but it's probably more important because you get more top growth and you get more rings of that onion or more layers of that onion to add on.
Okay, when you keep using these letters N, P, and K, and it makes me think about my 9th and 10th grade science classes. We're talking about the periodic table of elements here?
That's right. That's right. Nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium.
So potassium's the K. That's the tricky one.
How did you do in your chemistry class and all that when you did that periodic table?
Listen, I was wise enough to avoid chemistry my junior year of high school. I did good. I did well. Kathleen Camphouse in the 9th grade at Oak City Junior High was my teacher. So we went over that, and then we worked on it with Roger Shockey in biology my sophomore year. So I did okay. I had to put in the work to go over it. And it's one of those things you just got to go over it and over it and over, because there's not always a logic that leads to it unless you know Latin and Greek, which I don't. But you just got to remember potassium is K. Yep. You just have to remember
calcium
that.
Calcium is Ca. You know, so yeah, sodium. You know, that's Na, so zinc is Zn, so there's lots of those that are easy, but who would think potassium would be a K?
I know, it doesn't. It's not fair.
No.
Not to English speakers.
I'm glad that you did well in that class.
That's a good, Jimmy's listening. Of course, he is listening. He wants to know if I remembered, and if I showed up, I'm here. Greg's doing a great job. You knew he would. But he and I were talking about something, and maybe I need to break. But on the other side, I've got a question. He's suggesting I ask you the same question I asked him yesterday. 13 away from the top. Greg Hartman's here, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director. 22 years on the job now?
Yes, sir.
That's veteran in my book, so he knows his stuff. 100.1 KWFX in Woodward, 96.5 KECO in Elk City. Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma has dedicated their life to supporting your farm's success because farming is their way of life. Their superior high-pro feeds are expertly formulated to meet the nutritional needs of your livestock. They provide bulk feed delivery straight to your farm, or for smaller quantities, they offer a variety of feed bags and sacks in different sizes. When it comes to your livestock feed, choose excellence. Choose Hobart Farm and Garden.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. and we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
They want you to see them as people and not just a number. They love when you know their name when they walk in the door and greet them with a smile. They love that. I like to hear people's stories and find out about their lives and get to know them. We sponsor in the community a lot, in the communities and the surrounding communities. We just really care about people. I'm Elizabeth Mosley, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
It'll only take 60 seconds of your time to get your oil changed. All you got to do is call Barber Dice Ford and make an appointment. That's it. We'll come get your vehicle, service it, and bring it back to you. You keep doing what you're doing, living your life. If you get us 60 seconds, we'll take care of everything for you. Let us take that burden off your shoulders and make your life a little bit easier. That's the no-hassle oil change. It's part of the Barber Dyson difference.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Blair Tire and Feed is helping you save some money. Firestone Ag is holding its Spring into Savings event. That means you're going to save big money on the tires you need. Most Firestone radial tires are included in the sale, like their expanded line of 82 technology patterns and sizes. Eligible standard radial tires will have a $200 discount. Eligible 82 radial tires will have a $300 discount. That's big-time savings on big-time tires during a big-time event. The Firestone Ag Spring into Savings event at Blair Tire and Feed.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This show is flying by. If I ever need to do this show again for Jimmy Clark, I hope we have a guest that knows as much as Craig Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director here on 96.5 KECO and 100.1 KWFX. Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. All right. This past weekend was the 40th Southwest Farm and Home Expo at the Elk City Convention Center. They had really good attendance. I mean, Saturday, when I pulled up, people were parked in the median. There were people everywhere. The parking lot was full. The main hall was just bursting with people. So it was a great attendance. But it got me thinking, Greg Hartman, it got me thinking. I know other places, Amarillo, Oklahoma City, maybe even Woodward. I mean, they try events that are just agriculture. I mean, it's nothing but a day or 2 days or 3 days of just agriculture. And I mean, big vendors coming in from everywhere. And I wonder, could a town located in central west Oklahoma, whether it's Elk City, Weatherford, Clinton, Sayre, some town like that, could we out here host an event like that? What do you think about that?
I think it'd be an excellent idea. You talked about Amarillo, you talked about Oklahoma City. That's 120 miles either way. This would be the central portion, Beckham County would be. And you think about Beckham County, Roger Mills, Custer, Ouachita, Dewey, Ellis, Jackson. I mean, those are big agriculture counties, Ouachita, Caddo. We could have a field day like that, or we could have a farm show just for agriculture here, have vendors come in to bring new equipment in, even offer some classes. I know last weekend we offered some continuing education units for some of the local farmers and ranchers that for their private applicator's license, and they do that because there are restricted chemicals that they need to buy for their farming operation. Okay. And unless they go through testing or continuing education units, those are a five-year cycle. They've got to get so many of those, 20 in 5 years, before they can re-up with the Oklahoma Department of Agriculture. And so we offer those. We could offer some of those classes. Some of the vendors could come in and bring some equipment. Talk about some of those. I know Spencer Smith was here yesterday. He could talk about a class about some of the tillage equipment and calibration that they do. Some of those other, I won't name them. I don't want to give anybody extra protocol. But anyway, some of those big equipment dealers that farmers spend multi-million dollars on farm equipment, they could come in and talk a little bit about that, have a protocol. We've had some programs where we've had calibration experts come in and talk about calibrating and nozzles for their sprayers, proper clean out and disposal of that water, all those different things that involve agriculture. And, you know, I know they have the bull sale there, wouldn't want to take that away. But anyway, certainly that's a situation where you could have lots of things over a couple day period and keep lots of people busy and give a lot of information that needs to be assimilated out to the general public just about agriculture.
All right. In the previous segment, we were talking about sand burrs, and we had a listener text a question about those.
Okay.
By the way, 225-9697. It's the Today in Ag Without Jimmy Clark text line, 225-9697, if you got a question. Hi, y'all. Being an older person, long ago, I heard that a man in Texas invented Velcro after studying grass burrs that stick to everything. Burrs have small hooks like Velcro does today. Is this true? Do you know anything about this, Greg?
Yes. And you could do that. He invented that Velcro that you could pull behind a implement or something, or drag it through, and the stickers attached to that, so you get rid of that seed. Same thing if you have a bunch of old carpet, just turn it over where it's got the carpet side and put a piece of wire, drag it behind your lawnmower and pull that up and then throw that away, get you another one, drag it again. All those stickers will attach to that Velcro or that cloth or your carpet. And you've got a lot of those, so that's very true, yes.
Do we have, we've only got about 4 minutes or 3 minutes remaining in today's show, and I wanted to get to gardens because it is gardening season. Jimmy was talking about his tomatoes. What is the number one of all the gardeners? I'm not talking about farmers. I'm talking about just gardeners. What is the number one crop that's planted, do you think?
Everybody loves tomatoes. And you need to understand that probably the most important day in tomato production is the day you buy them, because you want to make sure you have all those bells and whistles on that plant to make sure that you don't have any diseases. You want all as many resistances you can. And so if you don't buy a tomato plant or seedling that has a lot of resistance, there is a lot of diseases out there that could ruin your tomato crop. Tomatoes are so finicky. I loved eating tomatoes, but they're certainly hard to grow. Seem like anything that could happen to them will. And you got to remember that they're just a glorified weed that has a really delicious fruit on it. They are just a weed. And as a matter of fact, if you give them too much nitrogen, too much food, they'll think, hey, I'm going to live forever. So I'm just going to grow great big, and I don't need to think about putting fruit on. Fruit is the last resort to me. I'm thinking I'm going to live forever. And so if you limit that water or limit their nutrient level, they think, hey, life's not as great. Maybe I need to be thinking about production, reproduction, and put this fruit on. You ever heard about your grandma whipping the tomatoes? It's true. That's
whipping true. The tomatoes.
To make them hurt a little bit. So they think, hey, I'm not going to live forever. I better put some fruit on propagate for my next year.
Does it matter where you buy your seeds?
Certainly. You need to make sure that you buy from a viable source and that they do have all these resistance on them, whether you buy the seed or whether you buy the seedlings or the plants to plant there. Make sure that there is some resistance. So Vicillium wilt, leaf wilt, there's a ton of them that we won't mention here that I don't want to confuse anybody, but try to get as many varieties that have as many resistance to them as possible. And I would say plant several different varieties. Don't plant all of one, because if something was to come in and take you out that, it won't take you out your whole tomato garden.
All right, this is April the 18th. Are we in the window right now?
Oh, there are people who are pushing the envelope already. I mean, they've had them in for probably a couple weeks. In fact, I know a couple of them. This is their second plant because the cold weather we had got some of them, or diseases. And so I would think to be safe, I'll just tell you, May 10th is when you'd be planting, but people are right now are going, oh my goodness, May the 10th, we've lost so much production. Well, probably true, but you're pushing the envelope if you, like, right now you talked about 50-something degrees. That tomato plant does not like being out there at 50-something degrees.
So to stay on the safe side, early May?
Yeah, but nobody's going to be safe. Nobody wants to push the envelope. So consequently, it's your own risk.
Hit and miss. If people want more information about all the services you guys offer, how do they get that information?
580-928-2139.
928-2139. Greg Hartman, Beckham County OSU Extension Office Director. Great job. Great show. Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you.
This has been Today in Ag without Jimmy Clark. 96.5 KECO Elk City, 100.1 KWFX in Woodward. Thank you for listening. We hope you do it again tomorrow. Stay safe and have a wonderful day, won't you?
Backwards. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The jury selection process in former President Trump's trial in New York over